Young Munster moved into the top four places of the All-Ireland Division 1A after an 11-7 victory over rivals Garry Owen. Played in driving rain, wind and rain at Dúradóil last evening, Jack Harrington gave the Cookies an 8-point lead at halftime when he dotted down in first half stoppage time. This added to Evan Cusack's earlier penalty, while Cusack was also on target from the tee early in the second half to make it 11-0. Garry Owen, well, they eventually fought their way back into the game and secured a losing bonus point thanks to a late penalty try, but they were unable to get the score to give them the victory. But Conan Doyle's side remain second place and will do so following this weekend's action. For Young Munster, up to top four. And I spoke to Garó Prendergast shortly after the game, who was naturally delighted with his side's victory.
It's tough all night. It was different conditions, but really proud of our performance. Right from the off, I thought we were on the front foot. Difficult patch there in the second half, and the conditions changed, which was a bit ironic, but I thought we managed the game very well and managed the emotion in the night. It's a big night. So yeah, fantastic come out the right end of it.
Yeah, the first half you really dominated, especially in terms of penalties. I think it might have been over double digits to maybe only one or two. Mm. Your discipline's so very good, very strong in the scrum, despite the fact that you were missing two or three personnel from your normal pack.
Yeah, I mean, credit to the lads that have come in. They've done a fantastic job with a couple of key guys back from injury. Conor Mitchell will be one of them. But I have to give credit to all the props. Dave Begley, Keenan Knox, Paul Allen and Josh Witcherly, and then Mark O'Mara. Those guys just put in such a shift. And then obviously the guys in behind them. So the scrums played a big role tonight. And there's a couple of big moments there in both ends of the pitch, as you saw. So yeah, those scrums there at the end were fantastic. We just got the upper hand there.
Yeah, the crucial score being in the first half, obviously you got a penalty, but the try from spread out wide to Jack Harrington, fantastic hands given, as you've mentioned there, the conditions. Anyone who'll be listening who didn't realise, I mean, that was one of the wildest nights you're going to see for any game of rugby. So it's fantastic play to work it out to that right wing and finish in the corner.
Yeah, it was great skill. Jack is starting to finish a lot of them now. He did it last week against Lansdowne as well. But you're right, I mean, the hands leading up to that from, I think it was Evan and Alan Tynan, was fantastic, and both of them had to check themselves. So brilliant finish. And yeah, look, we were hoping to come tonight and play a bit of ball. The conditions dictated otherwise. But listen, in a game like that, you're just going to take a win. They're an excellent side, so we're just delighted to come out the right end of it again.
Yeah, the second half, the game turned. It broken up, of course, by that serious injury. But after that, you seem to really lose momentum. And Garry Owen, of course, as you mentioned, they're a good side. They're always going to come back into it. And you managed to withstand that through a string of penalties, but eventually you succumbed to the penalty try.
Yeah, it was a strange few minutes because we were down near their line, as you said. Hopefully Conor Fitzgerald is okay, but it looked quite a serious injury. Don't like seeing that, because he's a good young lad, he's a good player. But after that, I just felt we were near the line, it was time to score. And if we did, I probably felt that was game, if I'm honest, because of the conditions. But credit to them, they are where they are for a reason. So we knew that, and we had a little bit of a wobble. But I just thought our game management, those last 7-8 minutes where the pressure was on, Alan Tynan finding a brilliant touch down the right-hand corner, and we didn't really let him out from there. So that was a fantastic, fantastic moment.
Yeah, you seem to be coming out the right side of the tight games at the moment. Obviously last week, 1-point victory, a couple of games like that since Christmas where in the melting pot you've managed to get over the line. Obviously a sign of a good team, but it's what it's done is propelled you up the table, and you're obviously in the top four as we speak now on Friday evening. So that's I suppose the objective from the start of the season, to be in right in the mix coming down the final four games.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're coming out the right side of it now, but unfortunately at the start of the season we probably weren't. I mean, I think we had I think in every defeat we've had a losing bonus point, so a couple of games by very narrow margin. So to come the other side of that has been fantastic. This team are developing, though. They're developing really good, strong mentality as well, and now they're starting to learn how to win games, and that's not easy. It's easier said than done. So we're on a bit of a momentum, and long may it continue. We've got a tough one now against UCD in 2 weeks' time in our place, so that will tell a lot.
Yeah, the dressing room there, I think the walls were bouncing with you. There's a healthy rivalry between the two clubs. I mean, I remember I was at the game earlier in the season when they would have returned the favour to you when they got the right side of it. But it's fantastic when the heavyweights of Limerick rugby go at it on the national level.
Yeah, it is. And listen, I've said this so many times, I've seen it during my interviews with the Irish clubs as well. This level of rugby is really high. You look at the quality in Dublin, and this team are a fantastic team. There's a massive rivalry, but there's a respect as well. There's two good teams going at it. Credit to Conan and the lads as well. They're in a very good position, and they look like they're going to make top four. So all hats off to them. But look, we're on the chase, and hopefully it'll keep going now next in 2 weeks' time.